Joined now by Christopher, who is a resident from Retreat, who contacted me via email. And I thought the story that Christopher has to tell would be worth sharing more widely, and I thought it better to get him on the telephone than to read out his emails to me. Christopher, very good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John.
Okay, let's go back to the weekend and the event that got you trying to get police involved to stop something that was clearly irregular.
Okay.
Over to you.
Well, the event actually started on the Friday already, when there was a funeral arranged for the Saturday, and there was a large crowd that assembled here.
Yes.
And it continued until late at night, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning, and we called 10111, and we called law enforcement, hoping that they would respond. The next day, at about 9 o'clock, the funeral started up again.
9 o'clock in the morning, Christopher?
9 o'clock in the morning, okay, people were gathered again, and about 10 they left. At 12, a crowd returned, and a number of vehicles occupied the whole road, and people started drinking, getting together, screaming, shouting, drinking in the street, until there was an estimated crowd of, from my side, 600 people, cars occupying the road from one end of the road to the other end of the road. During this time, we called 10111. My wife got through to 10111 on two occasions, and they referred us to law enforcement. Law enforcement came out with one vehicle, two people in the vehicle, made an announcement on a loudhailer. The crowd just jeered and laughed and continued with whatever they were doing. From that time until about 7, 8 at night. And then the crowd started disappearing.
It doesn't sound like anybody in that crowd was social distancing or wearing masks or anything like that, Christopher?
Nothing like that. They were not wearing masks. They were not social distancing. They were drinking, making food on the pavements, preparing food on the pavements. And at one stage, my wife had to leave, and I had 5 unmasked people leaning onto her car. We had to maneuver the car out of a small little space to get out of our own road.
And I believe there was a law enforcement estimate of 1,000 people, which is rather more than the 600 that you came up with.
Yes. They actually sent law enforcement, City of Cape Town, actually sent one vehicle between 3 and 4, who drove through the crowd, made an announcement on the loud trailer. They, like I said, they just jeered. And then they left, and they made an estimation that this crowd was about 1,000. I talked to 2 officers this morning who visited me from law enforcement to apologize and to say that it was out of their hands, that they immediately escalated it to SAPS, and that SAPS never responded.
So between, okay, so there was a gathering, pre-funeral gathering at 9 o'clock, and then from about noon for another 9 hours, there was a post-funeral gathering.
Yes.
With 1,000 people behaving in ways that if anybody had COVID was sure to spread that COVID. You, as a responsible citizen, tried to get law enforcement to break it up to protect them and other people in the street from infection, and you got nothing. That's the summary, Christopher.
That's it. That is it. We got the response from law enforcement, City of Cape Town, but they can only issue a ticket for noise disturbance. They escalated to SAPS. SAPS never responded. And 6, I just Googled it, 6 police stations within a radius of 9.5 kilometers. 10111 referred us to law enforcement, Cape Town. We called. We asked our counselor what we should do. He said, call 10-441. But after that, he never answered his phone. The previous day, the Friday, the pre-party started at 10 in the morning and ended at 3 the next morning. We also called at that time.
And again, nothing.
Again, nothing.
We will try and get response from the South African Police Service, but our experience suggests that at best we'll get a tell the unhappy citizen to lay an official complaint with IPED. Or I don't know how much appetite you have to pursue this, Christopher, but there are two ways. One is to go to IPED and report the fact that this happened, include your attempts to get hold of SAPS, and the other way is to go to the police ombudsman and again report it there. And then it would be, we can't report it on your behalf. I'd be very happy to, but it has no force if it doesn't come from the citizen. And I'd be very, very grateful if you would keep us in touch with what, if any, responses you get. I mean, I certainly wouldn't hold it against you if you shrugged your shoulders and said, I'm going nowhere with this. Why should I cause grief for myself? Let me just loss it.
Actually, John, I swore and told my wife, I will not let this go. I mean, I was in 1994, I was one of the very first people standing in line to vote.
Mm.
I did not vote for this. I did not. We have a constitution, we have a Bill of Rights, and like I said, if it's only on a piece of paper, it's worth nothing. If we cannot experience and feel it as citizens of the country and as residents of this city, then it's worthless. And if we stand by and do nothing, then we might as well just sit and die. So I will take it up with IPED, and I will take it everywhere. I heard the Minister of Police just say, you will leave no stone unturned. Maybe he should stop turning over stones. Look up. Look up from turning over stones and do something constructive.
Christopher in Retreat, thank you very much. I applaud your attitude. I really do.